Welcome to our Sister's Place Entertainment Author Showcase. Today we have a young author by the name of David Lucas. Welcome to the showcase, Lucas.
Welcome, thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. David Lucas, you're welcome. So tell us about your book, It's Dark, But I Can Still See the Light.
It is a book that God has trusted upon me for five chapters that God has put me through. And still going through something, some things. One of the particular things that I'm going through, what I was going through was me being in a disability class, and where people have labeled me as special needs, they labeled me as slow, they picked on me and things like that. But it didn't know that this young man was going to test it out. They didn't know that this young man was going to be able to encourage young people and be able to motivate young people. And later on in middle school life, he began to test out special needs classroom and begin to go mainstream in regular college-bound classrooms so that he can be able to have a high school diploma and so that he won't be able to people that picked on him and say he wasn't greater. So that's what my book is mostly about. I come out of a dark place at other times that people place you in and how you can be able to begin to see light into that tunnel.
Beautiful. I love that. What can you go into in a little more detail about what inspired the title? How did you choose the title for your story?
I choose a title because of the fact of that a lot of times in life we go through dark times, and it's like there's no hope. We feel, sometimes even in life that we feel like, you know, there's no one to talk to, someone to lean on. But then, you know, at the end of that dark time or end of that trial, there's always something that you can be able to relate to or learn from. So I learned this. So I literally learned through the process of things that, you know, no matter what I go through, that there are things that God has placed us at so that we can be able to see the light in that tunnel. And so, you know, and so I brought that title because, you know, that, you know, I was in dark times. I was in a place where people said I wasn't great. I felt isolated. I felt like there was no hope. But then again, I knew that, you know, that it's dark. It's dark right now, but I can still see the light in that tunnel. I can still see hope. I can still see greater. So that's why I name it It's Dark, But I Can Still See the Light. It's dark time now, but I still see it. I still see greater.
Absolutely beautiful. So what is the message that you hope other teens and adults can walk away after reading your book?
I hope that everyone see the mantle of a young man that just no matter what go through, no matter what things are happening, he still kept pushing. He still kept promising. He didn't give up when times get hard. He didn't say just because people picked on him that he was going to kill himself. He still kept pressing on. He still kept believing that there's still hope. He still kept believing that, you know, that even though he's still going through things, that eventually he'll begin to see that light in that tunnel. You know, I want people to understand that no matter what you're going through, no matter what the devil said you couldn't make it, no matter what your family said you couldn't do it to do that, there is still hope. There are still greater. There's still something inside of you that you can be able to, you know, to change the world with. And even with me, that's what me, even me, you know, even with being me, you know, I wrote a book. Maybe your story may be in a form of a song. Maybe your story may be formed in music or dealing with art. You know, so each and every one of us have a story, but it's up to you to be able to write that story. It's up to you to be able to spread that story that was brought up inside of you so you can be able to help change the world. And so that's what I live by every day. And so I really hope that young people understand, even younger people, that there's still hope inside of you. No matter what around you, it makes like there's no hope. No matter what people said you wasn't greater, that there's still something inside of you that the world needs to know.
Okay, beautiful. I love that. So who are some of your influences in your life that keep you inspired?
Well, particularly, I want to just give honor to God because He's the ones that keep motivating me and keep encouraging me. I'm also give honor to my mother and my father because they was the ones, they the one that grew me, they matured me, they the one that poured in me when everybody else said I wasn't greater. Also, I want to just take the time out to be able to give honor to, you know, to Coach Mark because he's one of my coaches, you know, with, you know, even with dealing with, even with dealing with, you know, how to be a public speaker, you know, how to be able to have an effective message, how to be able to, you know, not just be a speaker, but live by it and have purpose with it. So I really thank even Coach Mark for being able to teach me and even have me under his wings, because not only he's my coach, but we're also a business partner. I'm part of his business with BD Better Books. So, you know, so there's things that, you know, that he have done and poured inside of me that, you know, that really help and encourage me. And also another motivational speaker by the name of Les Brown. He's the most powerful motivational speaker I've ever heard and spoke. So literally he has kept motivating me as well, even when he do videos and even when he do life lesson seminars, those things that help encourage me. And also, last but not least, I give honor to, which is my haters, because those are the one that kept me and kept motivating me so that I can be able to do greater.
That's right. That's right. I'm proud of you. I am very proud of you. You keep on doing. Keep doing greater, because you are great. You were born with a purpose, and you were born to be great. So how can our readers learn more about you and find you on social media?
First, but not least, I ask you all to go to my website, because on my website there are videos. There are actually six videos of the introduction and the five chapters of my book. You go to my website, it breaks down each chapter in the book. So a lot of times, young people don't like reading books, but I try to make sure that I even give them another resource so that they can be able to have an understanding of what's going on. And so, before I encourage everybody, before you even buy the book, go to the website and click on those videos. Let me explain the book to you a little bit more. Let me dissect it so that you can be able to understand, because it is so powerful that we know what's going on. So that's why I think it's so important. So you can go to my website. It's www.handfulctw.org. You can find me on Facebook at David E. Lucas. You can find me on Instagram at DavidLucas_1. And then, like I said, you always Google me, and you'll find my other social media network. So, like I said, you know, go to my website. Again, it's www.handfulctw.org. And if you wonder what Handful is, Handful is my company. I have it for 2 years, and I deal with motivation and motivating and empowering young people. And one of the things that our logo says is putting our destiny back together at one piece at a time. And so that's what my job is, and that's what I do. I motivate young people. When I go to different schools and different seminars and different leadership conferences, motivating young people. That's what I do. That's what I love doing.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You are breathtaking. You really are, and I'm proud of you. I mean, I love the title, and I really think you can reach young people. It's great to see young people like yourself doing something beautiful as this. You keep pressing forward. And thank you so much for sitting down with us at Sisters Place Entertainment Author Showcase today.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I will send the interview to that to Dad, as well as I'll find you also on Facebook and tag you on social media when the when the audio is uploaded next week. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good afternoon. Thank you.
You too. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.